15, request to make permanent or merge provision regulation that exempts pound net fishermen from prior rights requirements necessary for license renewal. This is a public hearing.
Also a public hearing. It carries forward the emergency that the commission adopted last month, and the pertinent information is 7 pages back on page 4 of 6 of the regulation, paragraph D. What this establishes is another year of an exemption for pound net fishermen who still haven't fully recovered from Hurricane Isabel. And staff recommendation is to adopt the draft regulation as permanent.
Any comment from the audience on this regulation? If not,
move to approve.
We've got a good. No, we got a public hearing on it, don't we?
Any comments from the staff?
Okay.
Greg, from the public, no comments from the public. The chair is open for a motion. The public hearing has been closed. The staff is open for a motion. Mr. Fox makes the motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Schick is the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. You got to keep up. I'm hungry. Public hearing, Jack.
Number 17. Limited bycatch fishery for American shad. This is going to take just a little bit more than the last two. We have a letter from the OSHA task force, and we have a draft regulation that we're going to adopt. I think the public, some of the public who was here for this item has left.
I understand that.
Who are going to speak in favor.
I'm going to stay here.
As you know, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has approved a limited bycatch fishery for American shad here in Virginia. The fishery is subject to a series of conditions and will be re-reviewed by the ASMFC Technical Committee and Management Board at the end of this year for consideration as to whether or not they will extend it beyond 2006. The conditions are that the bycatch fishery be for 2006 fishery only. Fishermen be limited to 10 fish per vessel, regardless of the number of fishermen on board that vessel. That the only areas where bycatch be allowed is in the James, York, and Rappahannock Rivers above the first bridges. That bycatch be allowed only by anchored and staked gill nets that are commercially set. No other gears would be entitled to the bycatch, and that there be a rather extensive data collection program to determine the levels of bycatch and effort and the effects on Virginia's American shad restoration program. In fact, we have been trying to restore American shad here in Virginia for about a dozen years now. We have been under a moratorium since 1994 in the Chesapeake Bay and in ocean waters since last year. The premise behind the bycatch fishery is pretty reasonable. It is simply to convert fish, American shad, that are dead or dying, that are harvested by these two gears, to convert them to a marketable product. They would otherwise be thrown back and wasted. That's certainly an honorable intention and one that we should try to achieve, I think, in all of our fisheries. Unfortunately, in creating a bycatch fishery to achieve that goal, our fear is that we might, in fact, entice some fishermen to pursue American shad through a directed fishery so that they might set gill nets that they would not otherwise set. They might direct their efforts to make sure that they catch those 10 American shad when they otherwise would not. And so our fear then is that if a directed fishery develops, that in turn impacts our restoration efforts and sets us back that much further. On the other hand, we think we have a series of recommendations here that will satisfy our concerns, recognizing that ASMFC has allowed us to do this for only 1 year. One other concern that we have is that by allowing shad to be harvested legally, although in small quantities in Virginia, we do present, again, as Colonel Bowman just said on the prior issue, we do establish a situation where dishonest fishermen might be able to take advantage of it and get fish to market that shouldn't be gotten to market. So it does present a little bit more of a challenge, once again, for our law enforcement division. And we just want you to recognize that. We don't know to the extent of the problem, but we want you to know that going in. In all likelihood, ASMFC will not approve this bycatch program beyond 1 year unless we can show them significant quantities of data that, in fact, this bycatch fishery is quite small and will not have an impact on our restoration efforts. The ELOSA Task Force, the letter you have in front of you, for those of you not familiar with the task force, it's a small group of state and federal employees from this agency, PHMS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. They concern themselves with the restoration program and management of the anadromous species in the long term. They have noted some of the concerns that I have just made to you and have some additional recommendations, which I'm going to highlight here. The staff is in agreement with all of their recommendations. If you would refer to the blue sheet regulation I just handed out, we can go through that. At the bottom of the first page, you will see a definition of the bycatch area. Just so everyone understands the areas we're talking about, they're not very large areas. In the James River, it starts at the James River Bridge and moves upstream to a line connecting Dancing Point and New Sunken Metal Creek, which is just upstream of where the Chickahominy enters the James River. In the York River, it's from the Coleman Bridge upstream to West Point, and in the Rappahannock, it's from the Norris Bridge upstream to the Downing Bridge at Tappahannock. Only those areas can bycatch be taken. At the bottom of page 2, you'll see lots of language stricken, as well as everything on page 3 is stricken. That is language that's no longer necessary. It was language that allowed a fishery to exist in the coastal area and set harvest quotas for that area. Since we're now under a ASMFC-mandated moratorium, none of that language is needed. All of the reporting requirements can be eliminated as well. The moratoriums will stay in place with the exception of the bycatch fishery. Now, to meet ASMFC's mandate that we collect sufficient amounts of information on the fishery, you'll see at the bottom of page 4 what we think is necessary and to alleviate our own concerns. Number one, we want fishermen who are going to participate in this bycatch fishery to be permitted. Permit would be free of charge. They would get it by calling to the office here. Staff would fill out the form for them. There would be a short survey of questions that they would have to answer relative to what fishery they participate in, how many gill nets they anticipate setting, what kinds of mesh sizes are they going to be fished, how they hang their net, and similar types of questions that will help us understand who's going to be catching these shad. They, again, will be limited to the 10 fish per vessel, regardless, again, whether there's more than one fisherman on board that vessel. They will also be required to have in their possession at least an equal number of other species of food fish on board, of spot, croaker, bluefish, catfish, striped bass, or white perch. In other words, we don't want fishermen going out just to catch American shad. It's got to be proof that these are actually a bycatch because they're fishing in another fishery, one of those fisheries I just named. The bycatch areas, as the definition states, will be the only areas where the shad will be allowed to be taken. It'll be limited to anchored and staked gill nets only. And the last item on page 5, paragraph F, will require that each of the permitted fishermen to contact the commission's recording system to report their catches once per week. The reason for this is that our mandatory harvest reporting program has a delay in it of 6 to 8 weeks. And our concern is during that initial 8 weeks, if this thing really takes off beyond our anticipated numbers, we won't know it until 2 months down the road. And so the weekly call-in will tell us something about the numbers of fish that are being taken. And if there's a problem, if the numbers are excessively high, we can come back to you in a month's time and do something about it. I don't anticipate that that's going to be the case, but it's a fail-safe there in case that does happen. So that's the staff recommendation. Dr. Olney, who's been sitting here all day, is here from VIMS and is a member of the task force, and I'm sure we'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Any comments from the audience? Doug, this is something I think you wanted, wasn't it, to have 10 fish and upriver in the nets, kill nets? Yeah, okay. I know you want 100, but anyway. Anybody else have any comments? Any comments from the commission?
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
What's so magic about 10? I mean,
that's what they give us.
And is there some provision that you're going to catch as many males as females? I see that roe is what everybody shoots for.
I think you can.
Would all the bycatch be females?
Yes, sir. All the bycatch will be female. I can't imagine. Well, unless, you know, at some point in the season, he just doesn't catch 10 females. He might keep the rest males. But the tendency certainly is to keep the money fish, which are the roe.
So he's going to throw the males overboard?
Probably, I would guess. The number 10 per vessel, quite frankly, there's nothing magic about it. We originally offered 10, or rather 20, per person to ASMFC, and they turned us down. And we dropped that to 10, and then they went to 10 per vessel, and we took what we can get.
So they are comfortable with this for at least for a year?
For 1 year.
With 10, okay.
Ernie?
This is a subject I know a lot about. I've probably seen more than Dr. Only's ever seen. This is going to raise fishing mortality in nothing. Basically, I mean, there is no fishing mortality to start with on American shad. It's all below 0.1, which is background clutter. So, you know, and to believe people can make a living on 10 fish, I like to have that market. Because I used to catch anywhere from 8 to 10,000 fish a year. And I am a wealthy man, sir, but it had nothing to do with shad. And evidently I had bad breath because everybody on this side left. I make a motion that we approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Thank you, Mr. Hollett, Mr. Schick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Is 18 the one that the lady wanted to
continue?
Yes, sir. Okay. For 19.
Request for public hearing. We can approve that.
Virginia Seafood. Wait a minute, I'm on the right page. Virginia Seafood Council, is that right?
Yeah,
Virginia Seafood Council request for public hearing. Good day, my dear. I'm sorry you had to sit here all day long.
Hi, I'm Frank Porter, representing Virginia Seafood Council, and the 2005 Million Oyster March is winding down, and we are preparing for a 2005